In this session, we are talking about the theology of vows. A Christian wedding is not merely a beautiful moment. It is not simply a romantic ceremony. It is not only a legal step. At the heart of a Christian wedding are vows, solemn promises spoken before God and witnesses. That matters deeply. In Scripture, words are never treated as empty decorations. God creates by His Word. God makes covenant promises. God calls His people to speak truthfully. Jesus teaches that our yes should be yes and our no should be no. James gives the same warning. Christian speech is accountable speech. So when the bride and groom stand before God and make vows, they are not performing lines in a ceremony. They are entering a public covenant promise. The vows do not create marriage out of nothing. God created marriage. The bride and groom enter what God has already designed. But the vows publicly mark that entrance. They say, I give myself to you in faithfulness before God. This is why the Christian wedding officiant must treat vows with reverence. Vows are not filler. Vows are not sentimental poetry. Vows are not merely personal expression. Vows are covenant speech. That does not mean vows must always sound the same in every ceremony. Some couples use traditional vows. Some include carefully written personal promises. Some choose simple language. Some choose formal language. But whatever the style, the theology must remain clear. The vows must communicate faithfulness, exclusivity, permanence, love, honor, and covenant responsibility. The bride is not merely saying, I feel love today. The groom is not merely saying, I hope this works out. They are saying, I bind myself to you in covenant faithfulness before God. A Ministry Sciences aware officiant listens carefully to how a couple talks about vows. Do they treat vows as sacred promises, or do they treat them as emotional content for the ceremony? Do they understand that vows are about the future, not only the feeling of the day? Do they understand that vows will matter when marriage is hard, not only when the wedding is beautiful? That is a ministry observation. The officiant may notice that a couple loves the idea of a wedding, but has not yet thought deeply about the weight of promise. That does not mean the officiant shames them. It means the officiant teaches them. You might say, your vows are one of the most important moments in the ceremony. They are not just words for the wedding day. They are promises you will keep practicing for the rest of your life. This helps the couple slow down. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. Their love story matters. Their families matter. Their hopes matter. But Christian marriage is received under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. The vows must serve that truth. For the one wedding officiant, this means do not rush over the vows. For the ordained wedding officiant, this means teach vows as part of marriage formation. For the chaplain, especially in urgent or simple settings, this means keep the vows clear, honest, and covenant-centered. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this means helping couples connect their promises to daily habits. Christian vows are public promises before God. They are not decorations. They are not private feelings dressed in formal words. They are covenant speech. And the Christian wedding officiant is called to guard that sacred moment with clarity, humility, and reverence before Christ.